The woman was a dream I had, though rather hard to keep. For when my eyes were watching hers, they closed, and I was still asleep. For when my hand was holding hers, she whispered words and I awoke. And faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of whomever spoke. And I awoke. And faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of whomever spoke. The place I sought was far beneath the surface of the sea. My sight was poor, but I was sure the sirens sang their song for me. They dance above me as I sing. I see them through a crystal haze. And hear the sweet sound bouncing round the never-ending coral maze. The crystal haze. And hear them bouncing round the room. The never-ending coral maze. Then before and now once more I'm bouncing round the room. Again, I'm bouncing round the room. That time, baby, bouncing round the room. Bouncing round the room.
You know of who that time is.
Once again, I'm bouncing round the room. That time,
baby, bouncing round the room.
Bouncing round the room.
That time,
baby, once again, I'm bouncing round the room.
And once again.
Bouncing round the room.
Yeah,
and that's how.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The mission's clear, it's later than we think. Before you slip into the night, you want something to drink. Steal away before the dawn and bring us back good news. But if you tread in primal soup, please wipe it from your shoes. Then a porthole pirate scorched the evening with his pride. Sanctuary bugs deprived the monkey of his thigh. A dust arose and clogged my nose before I could blink twice. Despite the scut that bubbled up, I gave some last advice. The flesh from Satan's dogs will make the rudiments so gruel. Deduct the carrots from your pain, you worthless swampy fool. Swimming in the mire, septic maiden scar girl tooth demented me with fire. I drifted where the current chose, afloat upon my back. But if the chance a noose slammed by, I'd stuff it in my sack. Soon I felt a bubble form somewhere below my skin. And with handy spine of hedgehog, I removed the force within. Susie then removed her mask and caused a mighty stir. The angry mob responded, taking turns at grabbing her. The foggy cavern's musty grime appeared within my palm. I snatched Rick's fork to scrape it off, the deadly icy calm. Meanwhile, had taken Sue and used her like a rag to mop the slime from where the slug had slithered with a bag. In summing up the moral scenes, a little bit obscure, give the director a serpent deflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion convector, a picture metter, a viral dissector, a hormone collector. The director, a serpent reflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion convector, a pitcher of nectar, a viral dissector. The director, a serpent reflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion convector.
Give him a lipstick, perfume, flat paper, reel a pencil, razor to a slide, cross a needle with a prune. Knee deep in a motel tub, a reel a dangle a little from a lip. Dip, sip, reel a babble to the nag with a lipstick, perfume, mutter to a farmer in a truck. Take a peek at the cheetah on the prowl in a cage, sink a boulder in the water, tie a cable to a tree. Mutter nature to the nag with a lipstick, perfume, reel a flesh of flesh farm, left over thunder in a circle. Down the pipes. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Stopper at the bottom of the tub, picked up a jar, unscrewed the top and watched it drop into the water. A little scoop of plaster mix, some fluffy grounds in mud, and then she stirred it with a ladle that her grandmother had bought her. Threw in a pot of melted wax, a fork with and a hoof, for apple core, worms galore, a can of some corrosive coconuts and chloroform, some bigger and some cork. Toxic waste, some purple paste, she hoped was not explosive. Reba dip a ladle for a taste of her creation, and she knew that what she made would be the finest in the nation. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh. Bag it, tag it. Butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store.
Cause they're just really unfair. Got this way till I'm old, can I live on it?
I follow my vision and dance in the sun. All my vassals and strippers, they run through the oven. If it's reason I'm awake, can I live on you?
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back after a short break. Please don't go away.
done, depending on whales. The sloping companion, I cast down the ash. I tie my tunic and dangle my staff. Zipping through the forest with a curling fleas. To grow with them spindles, the mutant I seize. I capture the trend, beats to falls to his knee. And cries to his cohorts to sleep in the tree. Just say, please don't do that. Control for smilers can't be bought. The solar garlic starts to rise. Was it for this my life I saw? Made it so we
the corridor, I came upon an aging knight who leaned against the wall in gnarly armor. He was on his way to see the king.
Wilson, Wilson, Wilson.
He led me through the streets of Prussia, talking as he tried to crush a bug that scurried underneath his boot heel. He said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest, to the edge of a lagoon, by which we wandered till we reached a bubbly spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor, and he turned to me, and he began to sing. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons, from the land of the big baboon. But I never got the going back there, and I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards, and the lizards, they have died. Lizards were a race of people practically extinct from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was once a lizard too. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save his people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. The lizards would be saved, he said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of the helping friendly book. In all of Prussia, only one existed. And Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. It seemed possessed the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon we saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. And saying this, the knight dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down, and so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons, from the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there, and I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. Oh, You know, this is actually a very exciting moment for us because this is the first time in 7 years of playing that people have actually been able to clap to that section in rhythm. So you should be proud of yourself. Lots of people have tried and no one else has succeeded.
Thank you. and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Georgia. Thank you. Well, I didn't like cheeseburger and the cats near me. A petrified fish disease, I wish somebody hear me. I didn't like maple dew, honeymelon, watercress. I didn't like fish shoes down my honey watermelon. I didn't seem to miss you when you kissed my honey water. And even showed a picture, showed it down my honey's border. But who laid silver tooth that broke my sunny shoe shine? And all my plastic melon dreams are waiting for their new shine.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yes. Taken just before he died. You can give me a sign. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Henrietus Maximus.
Come free me, cause if it all ends up running to sneeze me, I'll make it all here. Black corners come seize me. And if your boom back got troubles with your ear, and you can't seem to come back and make it all clear, when eye tails and toenails and liquid all meet me, when mustard pies and carrot eyes and flounders come greet me, I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yeah, taken just before he died.
But you can give me
you
his heart.
You can give me his heart.
Thank you.
if you're ever sad about it, well, I'm treating you.
You know you can count on 10.
Take care of you.
I love you, whatever it is I do, you know that's true, of course.
And if your dog or cat ever dies, I'll buy you a you.
My sweet one,
I call you my sweet one. You're my only true sweet one. With my all, I call you my sweet one. Far away, I'll say your name.
Thank you.
I hope you guys don't think I was joking about that clapping section in Lizards. That was truly astounding. Clapping on the upbeat. I hope that next time we come here, we can play that song and you're going to do it again.
I think it's because it's a reed. It's reed is here. It's supposed to be an intelligent school.
Century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Millie Grace, a gospel singer with pox on her face and a bamboo cane to help her keep the peace. Fee was a Buddhist prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he knew it would set him free, like it did for Floyd, the chimpanzee. Tip. Millie said, Lloyd, I'll make you lose your
your grip. With this tiny piece of paper, I can make you slip. So Millie took that paper and did the deed. Floyd hit the water with astonishing speed. And as the shark circled in and began to feed, Millie knew her weasel was finally free.
that she's not sure what she's worth. She's out of her mind, and she's not of this earth. The woman walks the streets like she's the queen of the town. Doesn't talk very much, she's very profound. Little Susie Greenberg, always playing the game. But today I bet she's probably forgotten my name. We had her.
Oh, just shit!
Too bad, too bad, too bad.